This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. The Union Cabinet today passed a resolution applauding Prime Minister Narendra Modi for becoming the longest serving elected Prime Minister in consecutive terms, with 4,399 days of continuous service as an elected Prime Minister. Mr. Modi has surpassed the previous record held by former Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, who served for 4,398 continuous days. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the resolution marks this historic milestone in Mr. Modi's continuous service to the nation and outlines several commitments and achievements. He said the cabinet adopted a 7-point resolution to congratulate the Prime Minister on this landmark achievement. Highlighting the government's focus on the welfare of people, the resolution notes that the poor have remained at the center of governance and details the unprecedented scale of amenities delivered. Mr. Vaishnaw said unprecedented efforts have been made to provide pakka houses, electricity, clean drinking water and direct benefit transfers. He added that more than 80 crore citizens are receiving free food grains while over 60 crore beneficiaries have access to free medical treatment. Science and Technology Minister Jitendra Singh today said that the National Education Policy 2020 is one of the most transformative reforms in India's education sector and one of the greatest hallmarks of the 12 years of the Modi government. Addressing the week Education Conclave 2026 in New Delhi, the minister stated that NEP has enabled students to pursue education aligned with their aptitude and aspirations rather than being confined to predetermined academic pathways. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar today chaired the 8 state level and court meeting and reviewed the action taken report on the decisions taken during the 7th state level and court meeting. The meeting assessed progress on district-level coordination, enforcement against drug trafficking, eradication of illicit opium, poppy and cannabis cultivation, disposal of seized narcotics, rehabilitation measures and awareness initiatives across the state. Addressing the meeting, the CS emphasized the need for intensive awareness programs targeting youth through educational institutions and community engagement to prevent substance abuse and promote informed decision-making. In the meantime, the CS has directed Sajeta, the nodal department for Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, to strengthen coordination with deputy commissioners and police authorities for effective implementation, monitoring and measurable outcomes at the district level. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has hailed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Act East policy, which recognized Arunachal Pradesh not merely as a border state, but also as a strategic gateway and civilizational frontier of India. He said while sharing international borders with Tibet, Bhutan and Myanmar and possessing over 1,080 kilometers of international boundary, Arunachal Pradesh has emerged as a key player of India's strategic and developmental vision under the Prime Minister's leadership. Congratulating Prime Minister Narendra Modi on completing 12 years of continuous service as the Prime Minister of India, Khandu described the tenure as an era of transformative governance, visionary leadership and unprecedented development that has fundamentally changed the trajectory of Arunachal Pradesh and the entire Northeast region. In a letter addressed to the Prime Minister on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh, the Chief Minister expressed gratitude for the sustained support, guidance and commitment extended by the Government of India towards the development of the frontier state. Recalling the remarkable transformation witnessed since 2014, Khandu stated that Arunachal Pradesh has moved from decades of strategic neglect and developmental isolation to becoming an important contributor to India's growth story. Minister for Tourism P.D. Sona, along with MLA and Advisor Tourism Mopi Mihu, called on Union Minister of Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat at New Delhi today. Mr. Sona, in a social media post, informed that the meeting deliberated on Arunachal Pradesh's ongoing tourism initiatives and raised key priorities related to tourism, infrastructure, destination development, and positioning Arunachal as a unique and sustainable tourism destination. The Minister of Home Affairs has approved the appointment of IPS Officer Robin Hibu as Professor of Practice in the Social Work Department of St. Claret College Zero in Lower Subansiri District. According to a press statement issued by the college, the approval was conveyed through an official communication issued by the ministry on 28 May following a proposal submitted through the Delhi Police. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.